Good morning, Sunshine Country. It is now 16 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock. It is Wednesday morning, June 10th. We haven't made it to August yet, have we, Maggie?
No. So, thank heavens.
Not yet. So I do have with me this morning Maggie McQuown, owner of Resilient Farms and the manager. Good morning, Maggie.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to see you this morning.
It's great to be here. I think I still have my morning voice on.
That's okay. That is not a problem. So it is morning, by the way.
Right.
How are things going?
Terrific. We've had great rain. The pasture's growing. Our cows are happy.
Yes.
We've got lots going on the farm.
The Highland cattle, correct?
Highland.
Yes.
We've got the cute fluffy ones.
They are so photogenic, are they not?
They are.
They certainly are.
And they eat a lot of grass. They're doing well. The calves are growing. And we also have Katahdin sheep on the farm.
Okay.
So we have 65 adult sheep, and we now have about 60 lambs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You've been busy.
Yeah.
You have
been
busy.
Actually, our farm operators mainly been busy, but
yes,
we help.
You know, I've had the opportunity to visit with them a couple times. Mm-hmm. Most enjoyable to visit with
them. Yeah, Matt and Jocelyn are wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely.
A good young family to have come to Red Oak.
So, Maggie, we're going to talk about an event that you have upcoming, but we have another guest with us this morning as well, Jeff Jensen, with us this morning. Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to get to visit with you, Jeff. How are things in your world today?
Well, we're getting a little light rain here in north central Iowa, where I live, but we need it, that's for sure. So crops are looking good here. We have some hazelnut shrubs that are starting to put on nuts, so it's an exciting time here at the farm.
So tell me what you raise there, Jeff. You mentioned the nuts. Tell me what you raise on your farm.
Absolutely. So I grow hazelnuts here in north central Iowa. In addition, I have a few aronia berry shrubs and a couple of other nut trees. I got a pecan here, a northern pecan, and a hickory. But hazelnuts is what I really am known for. I got about 1,000 plants spread across a bunch of different sites here.
Wow.
And really working with the Iowa Nut Growers Association to try to develop hazelnuts into a viable third crop here in the Midwest.
Wow. How long have you been at that?
Well, my first plants went in 2005. So it's been a journey, that's for sure. We need better plants, and so one of the things I've been doing for the last 20-odd years is taking data on some of the plants that we put in. We've got some good records. We have a few plants that look like they're worthy of maybe trying to propagate, but the name of the game is we need nuts, and we're looking for better plant materials. So it's really a research endeavor, an endeavor of love, I guess I would say.
An ongoing process. Well, very cool.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Well, let's talk about the event that's going to take place. It's June 20th from 1 until 3 is the official time, correct, Maggie?
Correct.
So tell me, Maggie, let's start with you. This event that will be at Resilient Farms, like I mentioned, it's June 20th from 1 until 3. What is the event? How did Jeff get involved? Did Jeff approach you? Let's talk about how this thing came to be.
Well, we've had a long-term relationship with Trees Forever. We planted our riparian buffer in 2014. And interestingly, we do have hazelnut shrubs in the buffer. Ours are more for wildlife as opposed to as a crop for human consumption. But we wanted to build a woody buffer along our creek to filter nutrients and to stabilize the creek bank.
Mm-hmm.
And so we planted 1,600 Iowa native trees and shrubs, and Trees Forever helped us with that process. Well, now we're 15 years into the buffer and the trees have developed, and we have a lot of volunteer trees and invasive species like mulberry and Siberian elm coming into the buffer, and that maintenance is required. So the field day is really about how to identify invasive species and deal with volunteer trees and shrubs where you don't want them, and then how to manage those or eliminate them.
Okay. So invasive species and a riparian buffer restoration is kind of what's going to be covered through the field day. What all is going to take place at the field day, Jeff? What are you going to be looking at? And kind of walk me through the day of events. What's going to go on?
Well, sure. I guess the first thing we're going to do is hear from Maggie about the farm history and just all the work that she's done there over the years, the pasture systems that they have in place. And so we just want to get to know the farm a little bit better. And then we're going to jump right into invasive species. So invasive species are a real threat here to our Iowa native landscapes. We're talking about things like honeysuckle, the common buckthorn, multiflora rose, calorie pear, and then some of those just undesirable species that come up all the time. Maggie mentioned the mulberry and your Siberian elms and some things like that. And so we're going to help attendees identify what some of those invasive species are. We're going to talk about some of the different management techniques. For instance, honeysuckle in the real early spring, you can actually just pull them right out of the ground. The roots are real shallow and things like that. Now, we're going to have other species that are going to take a little bit more work, so to speak. So sometimes we're going to have to actually cut that woody, maybe it's a mulberry or a calorie pear. We might have to cut that tree and then treat the stem so that it dies back to the root and we get it out of there for good. But we're going to talk about some of those different management techniques. And then we're going to put knowledge into practice.
Oh,
there's plenty of opportunities to do some hands-on removals with some loppers. We'll be doing some treatments and really just, again, trying to better understand what it takes to get some of these invasives removed and then build that skill set and having fun with a bunch of folks that are like-minded. So
yeah,
I'm really looking forward to it. I'm counting on Maggie to dial in the weather for us. So that's in your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
No, I think Aaron is the one that will dial in the weather.
I don't know. I'm trying to point fingers somewhere else, Maggie. I don't know. But yeah, so I think it's going to be fine for the
Saturday.
Looks
pretty good.
We're going to just keep our fingers. It's June 20th. Now, do I pre-register? Do I show up the day of? Is there a fee associated? Will there be a meal? If I'm going to be using loppers, do I need to wear appropriate clothing? Walk me through those events, Matt.
Well, I'll let Jeff answer RSVPs and that. I pretty much think anyone that shows up is welcome.
Okay.
But Jeff, do you have you been asking for RSVPs?
Oh, certainly. So we do ask registration. We have a registration on our Trees Forever website. It's on our events calendar. We do have we have that just for count, so we can get an idea of how many folks might be coming. But we're not going to turn anybody away. So
okay.
Even if you show up the day of, you're going to have an opportunity to learn and participate. Yes, you mentioned loppers. We don't have any chainsaws or any power tools like that. These are going to be all hand tools. But you mentioned it. Wear those closed-toed shoes. We don't want folks coming in Crocs or anything like that. Long pants is going to be a good idea. Always be aware of the sun. So sunscreen, a hat, maybe some insect repellent, just some of the basic stuff for being outside for a couple of hours.
There you go. And I think most people are pretty accustomed to that, I would think, if you're I would hope so.
I'm amazed the people that show up at our farm in flip-flops and want to go out in the field. And we have cattle and sheep, so you don't want to step in some of that.
Flip-flops are not appropriate for that, is what you're telling me, Maggie?
Huh. And I wear long-sleeve shirts, long pants, a sun hat.
Yeah.
You want to shade yourself. And then, and some good sturdy shoes, tennis shoes that are, good support. Or work boots, and then bring whatever tools they have. I wear gloves also. That's good. We may be doing some treatment with some herbicides to poison the stems once we cut. We will provide that, and we also will have some nitrile gloves if people don't want to expose themselves to that. And then we also have a couple of tools that are interesting. There's a thing called a parsnip predator, which is a very sharp little spade that gets, you can dig down and get one of those big tap roots of many invasive plants. Wild parsnip, wild carrot, and poison hemlock and some thistles are invasive in a riparian buffer, and so we'll show how to deal with those. Right now there's a lot of poison hemlock up and people do not manage it. And then it spreads. The same thing, wild parsnip has a chemical in it. If you touch it on your skin and then get exposed to the sun, you can get a burn on your skin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that hasn't been in Montgomery County a lot. It's moving from the east towards us. I just found my first wild parsnip on my farm. And, boy, were we out there digging it right away. I do not want that on my farm.
So a couple of questions, and again, Maggie McQuown with us this morning from Resilient Farms, and we have with us also Jeff Jensen with Trees Forever. What's the name of your nut farm?
So I'm up here at Hazel Acres.
Hazel Acres, okay.
Northern Cassuth County.
Raise hazelnuts. So, Jeff, you mentioned to sign up, you would go to, is it the Trees Forever website? And do you know that website? Or just search for it?
Trees Forever is going to be treesforever.org.
Okay.
And we have an event calendar where you can see all of our different events, and then there'll be a registration there. Again, we appreciate registrations, but it's not required.
Okay.
So if you just want to show up a day or you're not entirely sure on the fence, hey, just come. It's going to be a great day. A lot of fun.
How much maintenance is, when we're talking about a riparian buffer strip, Maggie, did you say 15 years ago mm-hmm. you established this? Is this, do buffer strips require maintenance annually, every 5 years? What do you recommend?
Well, if we're thinking about what the issues might be, so you might get some thistle infestations that you need to do some spot spraying or some weed eating or some, I mean, even hand removal on a small enough scale.
Yeah.
Once it gets to be big enough, you might have to get the mower in there, the tractor and the mower. When we're talking about woodies, it's really just trying to keep an eye on it. It's easiest to cut them out and deal with them when they're smaller versus when they're bigger. And so I don't know if that it's annual, but I would certainly every other year be doing some maintenance to just keep things in check there. And it really depends on what the surrounding area looks like. So,
Okay. You
know, one of the issues that we have is sometimes we have a piece of property, but our neighbor isn't managing their invasives. And so no matter how much we clean out our property, mm-hmm. Those invasives are still moving in and creating a problem. And, of course, mm-hmm. mulberries, hey, the birds eat them, the birds fly around,
yeah.
the birds poop them out. And so there's not much you can do there. But some of these other species, if we can manage them on adjacent properties, it can really go a long way to keeping the overall threat down.
Are you? I'm sorry, Maggie.
I was going to say, I call it an ongoing process.
Yes.
You really need to scout and stay on top of it. And it's hard to do. So we kind of go in spurts. We go in and do some real intensive work every once in a while. But like one time we went into the buffer and here's this old mulberry right in the middle of a huge shrub and it's already about 2 inches
uh-huh.
in diameter. A bird sat on that shrub,
yep.
pooped the mulberry seed and here it grew up right in the middle of the shrub.
Mm-hmm.
So we have those things. I was also going to say part of what we're going to look at is clearing adjacent trees or volunteer trees growing close to some of our wonderful specimen trees. Like we have some bur oaks and red oaks. They take longer to develop.
Sure.
Some of the faster growing trees grow up and shade them out.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to look for an opportunity to open up that canopy so we give more light to those trees that are going to take a longer time to go to full maturity.
Sure. Are you seeing an interest, Jeff, in buffer strips, a growing interest in buffer strips across the state, or what are you seeing for what are people interested in?
Yeah, buffer strips are always of interest. There's been a renewed push with IDALs and their buffer program. You know, I think of buffers as being one component. I a lot of times talk about agroforestry as mm-hmm. a whole. And so within agroforestry, we certainly have windbreaks, alley cropping, you know, riparian buffer strips, silvopasture, pasture, the forest farming and some things like that. And so that's actually what this field day is part of, a bigger effort that Trees Forever is doing, accelerating agroforestry. We received a U.S. Forest Service grant to work with landowners and to do outreach over the next 2 years. And so that's going to be taking place through field days and farm crawls. We had a fantastic farm crawl this last weekend visiting three different farms, chestnuts and pawpaws, honeyberries, kiwiberries. It was a blast. So there's a lot of interest in agroforestry, some different options, and how we might be able to integrate trees and shrubs profitably into the existing row crop system. So.
Very good. You know, buffer strips are great for wildlife, too. From my perspective, they do a lot of great things.
We have so much more wildlife since we have it. We have pheasant, mm-hmm. and quail, birds, a lot of birds. I was also going to say I'm part of the Sustainable Iowa Land Trust, who is also sponsoring the field day.
Yeah.
And SILT has piloted a buffer program. It's called Working Buffers in Dubuque. And we're wanting to roll it out across the state. And that's where a buffer will have at least a minimum of 25% food plants. So it could be chestnuts, berries, whatever. But those are buffers along streams. And then adjacent to it could be farming, or it could be just regular farming.
Okay.
But add the buffer with a working buffer where a young farmer could be growing some fruits or nuts.
Okay. Maggie McQuown with me. She is the owner and manager of Resilient Farms, and we also have with us Jeff Jensen, who is with Trees Forever in this capacity, and will be Jeff. You'll be conducting the field day, correct? I mean, Maggie will be there and talk about the history, but you're going to kind of run the day itself, correct?
Yep, absolutely.
Anything else for the day of, Jeff, that we need to be aware of from your perspective?
Well, just come ready to learn. There's going to be physical activity of all sorts. Don't think that you have to jump in and work like the Dickens. We want you to work as it's appropriate and participate as you can. But there's going to be a great group of people there, and there's going to be a lot of great information. You know, that's one of the things that we hear a lot. The feedback we get from folks is, I know I have invasive species in my woodlot or my buffer, but I'm just not sure which is which. And so that was one of the driving forces behind this field day, is let's get that knowledge out there. Let's help folks identify what those issues might be so that they can take the first step to manage them.
You bet. Now, are there partners we need to recognize, Maggie? Yeah.
Yes, I mentioned SILT. But in addition, I'm an assistant commissioner on the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District, so they also are lending their sponsorship.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, just because it's a local thing that we should be aware of. Buffers are a great way to filter nitrates that might run off into the watershed.
Mm-hmm.
And Iowa, we want to make sure we improve the water quality in Iowa. So this is a great way to do it. A good way to build wildlife habitat, great way to just make your farm more attractive. If you're a row crop farmer, pasture farmer, just having some shade. Our buffer has been really important for our livestock to provide shade on hot days or some windbreak from the cold winds in the winter.
There are a lot of benefits.
That's right.
And it does require some maintenance, as we've learned this morning. So. And the location of your farm, Maggie, is what?
We're just west of Red Oak on Old Highway 34, which is now 200th Street.
Mm-hmm.
If people know the Red Oak area, we are just west of the Red Oak Airport, up the hill, the first hill, and the farm is on the south side of the street, just over the crest of the road.
You have a beautiful view up there.
We do.
You have a beautiful view up there, Maggie.
Do. Yeah, we're on the first ridge rising out of the Nishnabotna Valley. So we have a great view of Red Oak.
Yes, you do. Anything else, Jeff, that we need to be aware of from your perspective?
Hey, I think Maggie summed it up nicely. We're really looking forward to seeing everybody out there on the 20th. Father's Day is the next day. So give your father the gift of experience and come join us on Saturday. And we'll have a great time at Maggie's.
Yeah, bring the family. And we will have water and some beverages and snacks.
Okay.
Even though it's from 1 to 3, registration will open at 12:30. It'd be good if you show up early,
and
get registered or signed in, grab a snack, and then we'll start promptly at 1.
Very good. Thank you much, Jeff. It's a pleasure to visit with you, and I look forward again to the event is June 20th. Thank you much, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Jeff Jensen with us this morning, and Maggie McQuown. Maggie, wrap it up for me here.
Oh,
anything
terrific. Else? Aaron, it's always great to see you, and we thank KCSI, Sunshine Company. We're going to have sunshine. We're going to have fun. And we appreciate your help.
Very good. Our pleasure. Very good. Nice to see you, Maggie.
Good.
Make it a great day.
Even though it's early, it's nice to see you.
This is the best time of the day, Maggie, right now. The best time of the day. Make it a great day. Pleasure to visit with you.
Thank you.
Maggie McQuown with me this morning. And again, that event will be on June 20th, it's from 1 until 3. Registration is at 12:30. Event starts at 1. It's at 1580 200th Street. Well, that's just Old 34, just west of the airport at the top of the hill, right on the south side of the road. You can't miss it. And our thanks to Maggie for visiting with us this morning. Make it a great day. Thanks, Maggie.
It's time for an update of area obituaries and schedule of funeral service reminders.